We are in the final days of summer, but the weather is definitely feeling more like fall this afternoon. Now, if you are a fan of some warmer weather, well, we have that coming up as well. We're just going to have to wait a couple of days. By Friday and the weekend, temperatures will be on the warm side. You're also going to notice a little bit more mugginess as well. But in the short term, it is that kind of fall feel, that chill in the air this afternoon. So even though we've had a good amount of sunshine in most areas, temperatures are running below average. And if you are going to be out during the late day hours into this evening, you will probably want to have a jacket with you, as it will feel rather cool. There's also a breeze that is adding a little bit of extra chill to the air this afternoon. Now, in terms of the sky, you mentioned that we're seeing a lot of sunshine this afternoon. There are some clouds in the mix, especially near the New England border with New York and also into portions of New England. So it's a little bit brighter in New York and has been a little bit cloudier in New England, especially in southern New England this afternoon. We're also seeing a good amount of cloudiness over portions of the Taconics. Moving into tonight, it will be mainly clear and quite chilly. Temperatures will fall back into the 30s to low 40s, and that means that we are likely to see some areas of frost. So if you live in especially outlying areas, be mindful that frost is certainly a possibility tonight. So we are dealing with the potential for frosty conditions here during the late part of the summer season. But be sure to protect your plants tonight if you are in outlying areas. And we'll have some areas of fog around as well as we go through the second half of the night. And tomorrow's weather looks really, really nice. It'll be bright and mildish, I suppose, for this time of year. A bit below average on the thermometer, but it'll feel pretty nice. Highs will be right around 70 degrees. Then on Friday, temperatures will soar into the 70s, and we should be close to 80 degrees on Saturday. I want to spend a few moments to talk about the tropics this afternoon. We have Hurricane Umberto, which is going to make a close pass to Bermuda today into tonight. It is a rather a strong hurricane, and what's happening is the wind field has increased, and that has prompted hurricane warnings for Bermuda, so a stormy night is ahead for sure. Tropical Depression Imelda, which quickly formed into a tropical storm yesterday, came ashore quickly, and it's producing heavy rain over eastern Texas this afternoon. Also, Tropical Storm Jerry is out in the tropical Atlantic. That may brush by the northern Leeward Islands later this week. So lots of activity in the tropical Atlantic. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, patchy frost, lows in the 30s to around 40, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog and patchy frost, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, possible frost in outlying areas, lows in the 40s, some 30s in the outlying areas, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, patchy frost in outlying areas, lows in the 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the 70s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.